welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me in your schedule today. I'd like to continue a message I started on yesterday's broadcast entitled Work Out Your Own Salvation, and that is a phrase that is found in Paul's writing to the Philippians in the second chapter of Philippians. And in verses 12 through 13, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And we want to understand what is meant by that. What is he saying? And as I shared yesterday, to work out by definition means to achieve something or to carry out to completion that which has been begun. And our job or our function is as a co-laborer or a fellow worker with God. This implies willingness and yieldedness to the Lord. Now, we know he said in that opening chapter, chapter 1 of Philippians, that we can be confident that the Lord who began a good work in us, he's going to complete it. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He originated this work of salvation in our lives. He called us. If it wasn't you, we love him because he first loved us. But our cooperation is important, not as it's not of primary importance, but he, in our relationship with the Lord, he doesn't want robots. He wants a child, a son or a daughter who will cooperate and be sensitive and attentive and teachable to what he wants us to learn. So, what does it mean, work out your own salvation? Well, that word salvation is from the Greek soteria, from sozo, which means to save. And that means deliverance, preservation, or salvation. And in this particular passage, it conveys the meaning of the present experience of God's power to deliver. There's a emphasis, a concern for the present, the now. And you know, how often do we live in the past or in the future, whereas God is I am. He's the ever-present now. He is in the now. And so it says that we are to work out our own salvation, to carry out to completion that preservation, that deliverance that God has started, and work out our own. And so often, you know, we want to correct everyone else around us. What does our own salvation mean? Well, that's me, myself, and I. We can be certainly burdened about family, about loved ones, about friends, about situations, jobs, or life's work, or your church home, or ministry, or national and international situations. The terrible things, the wars that are going on, the hunger, the famines, the disease, the pestilences, the list could go on and on. What can you do? Well, what you can do, what your responsibility is to do, is to be obedient and do with the very best of your strength and ability that which God has called you to do. Pray for the needs that God brings into your understanding and into your awareness, and then just leave the rest to God. Or, of course, if he tells you to actually do something, then you, of course, need to obey him. So your own salvation, that is God's present, powerful, delivering ability for your own life. Praise God. That's saying a mouthful. And it says, with fear and trembling. What does that imply? Well, I want to share some verses from the Amplified. Therefore, my dear ones, as you have always obeyed my suggestions, so now, not only with the enthusiasm you would show in my presence, but much more because I am absent, work out, cultivate, carry out to the goal and fully complete your own salvation with reverence and awe, fear of the Lord, and trembling. That Greek means quaking with fear. So this particular phrase, with fear and trembling, occurs three times elsewhere in Paul's letters, in 1 Corinthians 2:5, 2 Corinthians 7:15, Ephesians 6:5, and it conveys distrust of self and its resources and abilities. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2:5. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And then in 2 Corinthians 7:15, it says, and his inward affection is more abundant toward you, whilst he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling ye received him. And then in Ephesians 6:5, the word exhorts servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. And so there's that fear and trembling means we're not trusting on self, not on our abilities, not on our resources. We're to cultivate, carry out to the goal, and fully complete our own salvation with reverence and awe and trembling, with self-distrust, that is, with serious caution, tenderness of conscience, watchfulness against temptation, timidly shrinking from whatever might offend God and discredit the name of Christ. Verse 13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Amplified says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. So this working out our salvation, this achievement that we're seeking is possible, praise God, because God is working in us both to will as well as to work. What does that mean, to will? Well, that's to desire to do, and to work is actual activity. In other words, our will is being molded in order that our ways may be molded. And for what purpose? His good pleasure. The purpose of the Father is to honor his Son in him and in his people. The will, that Greek word thelo, indicates not only willing something, but also pressing on to action. And to do, the Greek word there is energio, it's to be active, energetic, to effect, prove oneself strong. So, beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. And, you know, when you think about it, to the natural mind, this is really a paradox. Paul is saying that men should work by their own will, but that only God can grant them power both to will and to do. But as we understand the mind of the Lord, as we have the revelation of the Holy Spirit, our spirits recognize that both of these facts are correct, both are true. And that's recognized by our deepest consciousness that, first of all, everything originates from and in God, and also takes into account the free will, the free actions of men, that God desires our willing and our yielded cooperation and obedience. You know, logically, these are irreconcilable. Let's look at Romans, the 9th chapter, verses 14 through 24. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared through all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay in the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. So, being weak and finite as men, nonetheless, we have an encouragement to work because of the conviction that his almighty power is working in us, both as to will as well as to do the deed. His working in us refers to the divine operation in the actions of men, and it necessarily extends to the will as well as the action. Otherwise, God would not be sovereign in the inner realm of the mind. Beloved, each one of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he leads us gently. I just sense the Holy Spirit wanting to comfort you now, that he wants you to be encouraged and strengthened, that he is going to be with you in the decisions that you face, in the things you're going through right now. He understands, he knows, and he's going to make a way for you. For the Lord would say, Beloved, trust me, be not afraid. Yea, come to me, let me comfort you in my arms, and I will lift the burden. You shall not be afraid. You shall see that I shall work very gently and carefully and deliberately with you, and I shall give you all that you need to walk in the fear of the Lord and to walk in holiness and godliness. Trust me, for I am your God, and I will lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you, and I encourage you to tune in next time, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. I do, in the few moments that remain, encourage you to write. If you have prayer needs and you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit, I suggest you obey him, because he has a reason for you to do that. And I know, as I've shared from time to time, the many testimonies of those that have been blessed by the ministry of correspondence. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for ever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.